Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Thrive Era. I am your host, Kim. And guys, I've missed you. It feels like it's been forever. After I posted my last episode, I basically fell off the face of the earth. So I wanted to just start by saying I'm okay. And I'm sorry if I worried anyone. Life just got really busy. May was a busy month between birthdays, you know, Mother's Day, holidays, spending lots of time with family. I just haven't had time to sit and record. So I do apologize for the lack of content, but I'm back, baby. Ew, that was corny, but I'm back. Anyways, how are you guys doing? I hope my Thrive Tribe is doing well. By the way, that is our secret nickname. So if you listen to the podcast, you are part of the Thrive Tribe, but only you know that if you listen. So if you listen, you're not part of it. Sorry. But don't tell anybody. That's our little secret here at the Thrive Era podcast. So let me jump into my health update real quick. Because today I'm just chit-chatting with you guys. It's going to be a kind of semi-relaxed episode. I like to go back and forth with my episode, so like if the prior episode was deep or heavy, then I like to make the next one a little bit more light and fun, just to create a balance. Anyways, my health, guys, my health right now is looking okay. I think you can all probably hear it in my voice. My blood pressure has been cooperating and I've been feeling a lot better. When I post my podcast episodes, I always listen back to my episodes because I like to find areas where I can improve. And oh my gosh, when I listened back to my mental health episode, it made me so sad because when I recorded it, I didn't realize how much sadness I had in my voice. And when I listened back, I could just hear how defeated I felt. And I didn't realize till afterwards. I listened to it a few days later. So I think you can tell a huge difference in how I sound today. So I'm happy to report that I've been feeling much better. I don't want to jinx it. So I'm going to stop talking about it. So that pretty much summarizes my health recently. But anyways, yeah, May was busy. I celebrated my second Mother's Day, which was nice, and spent a lot of time with family and stuff. And today is the first day of June, which is crazy. I cannot believe it's June already. Guys, my baby, my daughter, is turning 2 in 6 days. 2. How is that possible? I feel like I just had her yesterday and she is growing so much. She's so big and she's just growing into the most beautiful little girl. Like, she's gorgeous, and I'm not saying that because she's mine. Like, she's just so beautiful. And if you know Miss Layla Indy, she is a sassy little princess. Her 2s are 2-ing, but she is hilarious. And her little personality is amazing. She's sassy, funny, and so sweet at the same time. Like, she's just awesome. I love her so much. Layla, if you ever listen to this in the future when you're older, mommy loves and adores you so much. I hope you feel it. I hope you can tell that I love you. I hope I show it to you. Oh, I just love her. Yeah. Speaking of amazing, I wanted to give a shout out to someone. So, backstory, my mother-in-law has a coworker, and she had mentioned the podcast to her coworkers, and one of her coworkers listened to my podcast. Mind you, this is a person I've never met. I've never spoken to her. And I guess my story really touched her. I think she can just like really resonate with it. So this amazing woman, whose name is Erica, was touched by my story. And this lady sent me an entire basket of produce harvested from her garden, guys. And this just goes to show how much kindness is still out there in the world. Like, this is a total stranger. And she, to me, and she sent me so much stuff. It had like different types of lettuce, tomatoes, onions, peppers, avocados, like so much more stuff than that. And my mind was literally blown away because it was just so kind. She didn't have to do that. So I wanted to shout her out on the podcast and say thank you so, so much. You are so kind. You have a heart of gold and I appreciate it so much. Like, you have no idea. It meant so much to me and my husband as well. And I believe she has a small business, but I don't know the name of it. So what I'll do is I'm going to get the information from my mother-in-law. Or, Erica, if you're listening, send me a DM on my Instagram at Thrive Era Podcast. And what I'll do is I'll post her business. I'll give her business a little shout out on my story so you guys can follow her. Because I think my mother-in-law mentioned that she does like, what are those things called again? Like farmers markets and things like that where she sells her produce. So I'll get that information confirmed and I'll get like the real details and then I'll post it if that is a thing. Yeah, so I thought that was amazing and I had to share that with you guys because there are still amazing people out there in this world. By the way, like I said, follow me on Instagram. If you don't follow me, it's at Thrive Era Podcast. Once I hit 100 followers, I'm thinking of doing like a little tiny giveaway. So follow me on there. And also, I would love some help on how to promote and market my podcast so I can like reach more people. So if anyone listening would like to donate some time and provide me with some tips also, please reach out to me on Instagram as well. I would really appreciate that if anyone wants to like just give me some tips and help. Again, it's at Thrive Era Podcast. That's my Instagram. So you can DM me, reach out to me on there. And this is just like a really random thought, but can we talk about J-Lo real quick? I know this is so random, but like, whoa, the hate she is getting now is crazy. Like, did you guys hear that she completely canceled her tour? She put out a statement that said she was canceling it to focus on spending time with her family, but we all know that the real reason is because ain't nobody buying her tickets. But I just think, I love how people are actually starting to like not give a crap about celebrities and their lives because there's just so much going on in our own lives now that we're like, you know what? You guys are on pedestals for no reason. But anyways, I say that and here I am talking about J-Lo. Awkward. Okay. So, moving on. That was so random, but it's just been sitting on my mind and I just had to talk to somebody about it. So let's get to the meat and potatoes of this episode. I wanted to talk to you guys about something that I think needs to be talked about more often. So when I tell you all this, it's coming from a place of experience and love. Think of me as your chronically ill older sister who cares about you. Thrive Tribe, I want to talk to you guys about preventive care. As somebody who is constantly dealing with our healthcare system, I'm here to tell you it is not set up to help you. Healthcare in America is a business. And I tell you this because I experience it constantly. When something is wrong and you go to the doctor, the majority of doctors do what? And I say the majority because it's not all doctors, but it's most. They don't try to find the root cause of what's going on and treating that. They just write a prescription. And then from that prescription comes a million other side effects. And then they write you prescriptions for those side effects to treat that. And it just becomes a vicious cycle that keeps you sick and keeps pharmaceutical companies in business. And that's a whole other conversation I'm not going to get into, because I know some people don't believe in that, some people do. But as somebody who constantly deals with an illness and is in and out of hospitals and this and that, they care about money. That's what they want. They want the money, honey. So what I want more than anything for you guys is to not have to go through medical issues at all. So I just want to give you some tips because I would love for you all to be healthy and just basically not have to go through medical issues and just be proactive and have a good preventive care regime. So that means just take care of yourself now so you don't have to deal with issues later. So I'm giving you guys a few tips that I think are the most important things in preventive care that will keep you healthy and keep you out of doctor's offices and hospitals. The first thing, which shouldn't come as a shock to anyone, is your diet. Guys, what you eat is crucial to your health. I cannot stress that enough. And if you're like, but Kim, eating healthy is so hard. Friend, it really isn't. And let me tell you one of the easiest tips ever. Read the ingredients in what you eat. If you cannot for the life of you pronounce something on the back of a box, you probably shouldn't be consuming it. I wouldn't recommend you eating it. Processed foods are so bad for you. They are purposely made to keep you addicted. So when you eat junk, you never feel satiated because it's junk. There's no nutrition. There's no density to it. It just fulfills a desire. It's, what do they call that? Like a instant gratification. You enjoy it in the moment. It's gone. And then what do you want? You want more. So then what do? You buy more. And then you just keep eating more junk, more junk, more junk, until you're sitting there and you become obese and you're unhealthy. It's a harsh reality, but it's true. And I'm no way saying I don't indulge. I love junk food myself, but I try my best to avoid it altogether by not buying it. Like, if you open my cabinet, there shouldn't be like a bunch of crap in there, because if I don't bring it into the house, I won't be tempted to eat it. So I do try my best. I'm not perfect. Obviously, I'll have junk food here and there because, hello, it tastes good, but it's bad for you and you should avoid it. And avoid things with a bunch of seed oils because that causes inflammation. Eat whole foods like fruits, vegetables, etc. Research it, guys. The information is out there. I could go on about it, but it's up to you to research what's a good diet for your current situation, because everyone's different. Like for me, for example, my diet's really strict right now because of my condition. So there's just a lot of things I can't eat. Like I have to stick to a very low sodium diet, low potassium. And for most people, potassium is good, but for me, I can't have it. So it's just important to feed your body what it needs. So your body is your temple, so you should treat it as such. So that's my first piece of advice for preventive care. The second thing I want to emphasize is regular exercise. Exercising regularly is so good for your body. Why did I say that? Regularly. Exercising commonly is so, not commonly, but you should exercise often. Let's say often. Is so good for your body. And you don't need to do anything crazy or strenuous. You don't need to be doing HIIT or any of those things. Something as simple as walking for 30 minutes every day can make a huge change in your body, and it keeps your heart and your muscles happy. I do also recommend weightlifting. And again, I don't recommend you doing anything crazy and heavy if you can't, but incorporating lifting weights is also really good for your body, for your joints, for the future. Like, if you're active and stay fit now, your future body will be so much better in older age. So exercise regularly, even if it's, oh my God, I need to stop saying that. Exercise often, even if it's just a quick 30-minute walk, just, you can do it. Find the time. If you can find the time to binge watch a show on Netflix, you can find the time to get your booty out there. Hey, you know what? Put my podcast on and go for a walk. My podcasts are normally about 30, 45 minutes. So there you go. Problem solved. The third thing that I want to touch on is sleep. Adequate sleep is so important as well. It keeps your brain functioning, your cognitive function in check. I actually suffer from insomnia sometimes, and those days are pure torture. The nights I don't sleep, when my insomnia is really bad, I will go like a whole entire week sleeping only 2 to 3 hours a night, and it will legit make me sick. Like, my body shuts down because it's so tired. So sleep is so important for your body to function. So I recommend that. I mean, obviously, it's easier said than done. Like, if you're like me and have issues sleeping, obviously it's easier to say, hey, sleeping is important, than being actually able to sleep. But if you're able to even get a nap in, like if you don't sleep a lot at night and you're able to sneak a nap in during the day, that helps as well. They do say, I read somewhere a long time ago, that people who nap daily live longer. So there you go. And then the fourth thing is not a fun one, guys. I am gonna sound like a party pooper, but the fourth thing is drinking less alcohol, or just not drinking altogether. But alcohol is poison to your body, and it can lead to, as you all know, liver disease, cardiovascular problems, and other issues. Not to mention the anxiety that also comes with drinking sometimes. Now, I don't think there's anything wrong with having a cocktail here and there. You know, if you're like out with your friends, out at dinner, or whatever, I truly think there's nothing wrong with that. But if you're consistently and constantly getting drunk, or you have the need to drink every single day or every other day, that's no bueno. I don't recommend that. Your body's not liking that too much. Yeah, I know. I really sound like the fun police there, but it's true. And then the fifth thing I want to touch on is stress management. Managing your stress is so important, because stress causes so many issues that can lead to other things, even like high blood pressure. When I'm super stressed, my blood pressure skyrockets. And actually, let me tell you guys a funny story. So while I've been, as you guys know, I'm having trouble speaking today, but clearly it's been a while since I've recorded because my words are just not coming out. But as you guys know, I have been in the hospital every month this year so far, and I was living in hypertensive crisis pretty much this whole year, so that had me extremely stressed out and tense, and just obviously, like, who is this, who wouldn't be? So when I left the hospital the last time in May, my body was in so much pain. Like, my back, like shoulders and area, was so tense, so tight, and in so much freaking pain. So I booked a deep tissue massage. So this was supposed to be a full body massage. So when, I don't know if you guys have ever gotten a massage, but when you go, they ask you, like, if you're any pain, like if you have any areas of concern where you're in pain or whatever. So I told the guy, I'm like, yeah, my upper back and shoulders are really hurting. I'm like, I'm pretty sure I have like 6 knots in my back, like altogether. So the massage, like when you book it online, it said like it's a full body massage. So the guy's like working on my upper back and shoulders, and he literally stops the massage and he's like, hey, can I ask you, or can I give you a recommendation? And I was like, yeah, sure, what's up? He's like, I think we need to only focus on your upper back area for this session. He's like, you are extremely tense. I feel like I'm making really good progress, so I would really like to just focus on your back. And I was like, oh my gosh. Like, I was like low-key kind of embarrassed. I'm like, damn, it's that bad? Where he's like, forget everything else. Like, we need to work on this back. And then, so I was like, yeah, of course, because honestly, that's all I cared about. That's literally why I was there. I don't care about anything else. So I was like, honestly, that's perfectly fine by me, because that's where my pain is anyways, and that's what I want to focus on. So I was like, that's great. And he even told me that one of my, I don't remember if it was my shoulder or shoulder blade or something, he said was completely locked, like completely locked up, whatever that means. And he was able to like unlock it. And I was like, all right, thank you. So I thought that was really funny, like how bad like my back was. So that's an example of how stress can affect you, because it's not only like a mental thing, it's a physical thing. Like, it affects you all types of ways. So yeah, managing your stress is super important, and also it can improve your mental health as well. So manage that stress, guys. Go get massages. Do some breathing techniques, some exercises, and remove stressful things from your life if possible. You got people stressing you out, cut them out. And then the last thing is, you guys might find this surprising, but it's dental care. A lot of people don't know, but oral health is closely linked to your overall health. So if you have poor oral health, it could lead to a bunch of different issues. It's actually associated with forms of cardiovascular diseases like coronary artery disease and the most common type of heart disease. Is that, but it can lead to heart attack or heart failure, and that is actually the leading cause of deaths in the United States. So you have to maintain good oral health. You need to brush your teeth, floss. Flossing is so important, and you know, do regular cleanings and checkups with your teeth and dentist. I actually also like to, I do mouthwash, and I'll add a little bit of hydrogen peroxide to the mouthwash, and that helps a lot with killing bacteria in your mouth. I don't do it every day. I do it like every couple days, because it's not good to do it every single day. But that's something I do to kill bacteria in my mouth, and it helps a lot. So take care of your teeth. But yes, look it up, guys. Research that. Your oral health is linked to your heart. So, and your brain. It's crazy, like, how everything in your body is connected. So take care of everything. But yeah, guys, those are all my tips for preventive care. I hope you take this and you take this seriously, because your health is so important. You only get one body, so take care of it. I always say your health is wealth. If you don't have your health, coming from somebody who is chronically ill, trust me, your health is so important. Yeah, so I hope you found that somewhat helpful, and I do hope you incorporate it into your life if you're listening. And if you are already doing all these things, good for you. I love that, and I hope that you continue doing it. So today's positive quote is a cute one, but a corny one. But I thought it was cute. But it is, be yourself. Everyone else is already taken. As always, thank you guys so much for listening. Keep thriving. I love you guys. Bye.